unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
Broadcasting live outside AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It's the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's going on, Texas? It's your boy, Stephen A., coming at you live over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio like I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 to noon Central, over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Of course, it re-airs from 5 to 7 your time, 6 to 8 my time, right here on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. It's 888-623-3646. And those... for those who want to send in voicemails and all of that stuff because they don't want to stay online, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious and leave your voicemail. Happy to be with you. I love being here. I mean, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. But I do actually love being here. I do actually love being here. Y'all get on my last damn nerves, Dallas. You know that. You know that. Ain't nobody scared. Nobody's scared to tell y'all, but what I will do is I'm not gonna front. I'm an honest guy. I love messing with y'all. I love trolling y'all. I love y'all trolling me back. It's all love, and y'all show me that by being here today. So I really appreciate it, and I thank y'all. I really, really do. You know? Now, when I was on my day job First Take a couple hours ago, I made a promise, and I might have put my foot in my mouth. Because I said ain't no way in hell the Dallas Cowboys are making the playoffs. And I also said that if that happened, that miracle happened, and I was proved to be wrong because it ain't going to happen, I bet y'all that I'd come back here and host the damn playoff game party right here at Texas Live. I'll take it a step further. And show you how sure I am that you ain't gonna make the damn playoffs. Y'all make the playoffs, not only will I come here for a party, I'll be a damn waiter. That's how sure I am. You know, because y'all don't have no damn defense. That's why I call you the Dallas Cowboys. Take the D out of Dallas. But I will say this, you do have a great offense. Dak Prescott has been sensational. Not last week. Last week was a struggle. The struggle was real, all right? But for the most part, Dak Prescott has been sensational. CeeDee Lamb and Pickens is sensational. Ferguson's sensational. Javonte Williams is balling. I got to give credit where credit is due. The Dallas offense is all that. I got to give it to you. Now, the question is, are you going to be able to win the 9? Against the Arizona Cardinals. I'll answer that question a little bit later on in the show. My man Michael Irvin is coming back. DeMarcus Ware is going to be in the house. And the one and only Mr. Jerry Jones is coming into the house as well. Oh, my Lord. I'm like Fred Sanford holding my hand to my chest right here. How y'all booing Jerry? You better watch your manners. Jerry built all of this for y'all. He got Jerry World for y'all. I mean, don't. And by the way, that offense is big time. That's Jerry Jones now. You can't have it both ways. Be nice. Be respectful. Leave the disrespect to me. You be respectful, okay? Listen. Before I get into some more football, I need to transition, if you don't mind, just for a second, to talk about baseball just for this moment. We gotta give love where it's due to Major League Baseball. I'm not talking about just the game. I'm talking about what's happening. I'm talking about what's happening to the sport as we speak. You see, when you make these rule changes, whether it's a pitch count, whether it's a lower pitching mound, whether it's no shifting or anything like that, you've invited athleticism back to the game. And people ain't relying on just a home run in order for excitement to exist in the sport. And as a result, you're seeing people manufacturing runs, you're seeing people stealing bases, you're seeing people like Paez make that great catch that he made, you know, in Game 7. You're seeing clutch play. You got the highest payroll in Major League Baseball, but then you show up, you get blitzed. Games four, game five, down 3-2. You going back to Toronto, a damn country, okay? All the odds are stacked against you, and you find a way to pull that out, and then a game seven, you're trailing, and Max Muncy hit a home run, and then you're trailing again, or you're tied, and Will Smith hits a home run, and Toronto is trying to come back, and this cat Paez just gets inserted into the game, all right, ain't been out there at all, and all of a sudden runs over his teammate in center field to jump over him and make a leaping catch because his teammate was out of position and was probably going to miss the ball, which means Toronto would have won the World Series. When you see stuff like that and you see the rules shifting and it's inviting athleticism, you're inviting more diversity to the game. You're inviting people who are athletic, white, black, Hispanic, and beyond. And all of a sudden, you're embracing a gorgeous mosaic instead of looking at a sport leaning on a national pastime, you know, with a few others sprinkled in there. And no, that's all changed now. That's what baseball has done. So I just wanted to take a moment to give baseball props, because if you're baseball, not only is doing that, just embraces a whole bunch of cultures. Think about it. LA is one of the top two markets in America. Canada is another country. And the stars for LA were all from Asia, and Shohei Ohtani, and Yamamoto, and Sasaki. So if you're baseball, you got all of that going on, assisting in globalizing the sport, talking about what it brings to America, elevating the quality of the sport, and inviting new eyeballs while sustaining the old eyeballs and having everybody transfixed on some damn good baseball, because we all know we didn't look at anybody in the World Series and felt somebody else should have been there. The two best teams was there, and the two best teams showed out and pulled it to the brink in extra innings of a game seven of a World Series. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. So I just wanted to give Major League Baseball props for all of that. Now let me get back to my football. The Dallas Cowboys should win tonight. But that don't mean you're going to. They say Kyler Murray is probable for the night. He may play. He's not going to start. Jacoby Brissett will start. As a result, you're the Dallas Cowboys. Even though Jacoby Brissett has been playing this year, or has played this year, better than Kyler Murray was playing before he got hurt, the bottom line is Kyler Murray's Kyler Murray. The brother ain't lost in Texas in high school, college, or the pros. This state has been very, very good to him. So if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you got a problem. Now, looking at the Cardinals, they're 7-1 in their last 8 meetings against the Cowboys. 7-1. Well, saying they suck doesn't answer the question. Okay? See, on a microphone, you got to have facts. You can't have your emotion. And the fact is that they 7-1 in the last 8 damn meetings. Now, when you look at the Cowboys, you can score on anybody. Who can you stop? Y'all couldn't stop a cold. You got to figure it out. And when Jerry comes up here, what I want to know is, are y'all going to press him a little bit about the fact that the NFL trading deadline is tomorrow at 4 o'clock and you need him to do something? All right? And the reason I ask those questions, and the reason why those questions are important, is because I want you to know, and I want to read to you a couple of things that the Philadelphia Eagles are doing or have done since before the trading deadline. All right? They acquired this cat, Jalen Phillips, from Miami. All right? And you needed him. He's got like 15 and a half sacks over the last 2 seasons. Returned to play 4 games last year, but missed the rest of the year with a torn ACL. But he's back now with 3 sacks this year. The Eagles are tied 24th in the NFL with sacks this year. They also acquired cornerbacks Jared Alexander from the Ravens and Michael Carter II from the Jets in trades over the last few days. So the reigning defending Super Bowl champions, who are number one in the NFC East in first place, are saying we ain't standing still. Now, what y'all gonna do? And here's why I say y'all. Because I blame y'all. It's your fault. You see, here's what's happened. This is what has happened to the city. Let me tell you what happened to the city. First of all, Dallas is a marvelous, marvelous city. I thought about moving here. I'd have been with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I thought about moving here. All right? And by the way, this would have been one of my hangout spots. I ain't gonna front. Because I like stuff like this, right? No state income taxes, weather's nice, the land, oh my Lord. The stuff you could buy out here, Lord have mercy. You know, I don't blame any of y'all for loving Dallas, all right? And we'll get in a conversation about your Dallas Mavericks some other time. We'll get there another time. I won't do that to y'all today. I might get flashes of Wembanyama. Y'all might not like that. I'll leave that alone for now, all right? But I will tell you that when I think about the Dallas Cowboys, I'm thinking about how Jerry Jones is worth $20 billion. I'm thinking about how the Cowboys are worth $13 billion. And obviously that's not possible if it were not for y'all. It's y'all's support that has enabled this to happen. So maybe, just maybe, if you were a little bit more demanding and a little less delusional, maybe y'all would be better. It's y'all's fault. And I relate. You see, people compare Knicks fans to Cowboy fans. I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a diehard New York Knicks fan. But here's the deal. We're not as delusional. When the Knicks sucked, we knew this. We didn't sit up there going like, you know, we're going to win the NBA championship next year, right? You know, we're going to win the NBA championship. We never did that. We knew they sucked. We faced reality and we embraced it. With all of our being, it was important to us to sit up there and say, yo, man, y'all sorry. And we sick of y'all. You understand? We thought about having protests outside the Garden when they hired Phil Jackson. They hired Phil Jackson literally on the day we had planned a protest outside of Madison Square Garden. And I was the one who ignited the protest. And I was not ashamed of it one bit. I wanted that franchise protested. That's how disgusted I was with them, okay? But then they hired Phil Jackson. Little did I know that he would ultimately be so awful, he should be banned from New York state lines. I didn't realize that at the time. But I'm just saying, the point is, we demanded something. What have y'all demanded? You understand? Max Crosby is somebody you should look at, no doubt. But the fact is, y'all did not, y'all haven't been as demanding. Y'all haven't said, now I've seen the cries, I've seen the tears. Y'all see the video that I threw up on TV all the time. Y'all know that's my favorite video all the time. It's never being deleted. It's never being erased. When you see them Cowboy fans, when y'all lost to Green Bay or to San Francisco the year before, and y'all was just leaning over the railings crying, grown ass men crying. Yeah, remember the one with the sister? And all the brothers know. I mean, we all brothers and sisters. We all brothers. But I'm talking about the fellas, the black brothers here. You saw that sister, and you remember that video with the sister just looking at the camera like, every black man in here knows that sister was looking at us saying, y'all ain't worth a damn. Everybody know that. She gave you that kind of look like you ain't, and I ain't gonna say that word on it. I ain't gonna be profane. But you know what I'm saying. And then you see the white brothers and sisters, the Hispanics, everybody crying. And I have to admit, it's one of the most touching videos I've seen in my adult life. I just loved it. I just love it. I actually play it once a day just to put a smile on my face. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to see y'all going through that sometimes. But I have gotten to the point where I have to confess, I'm getting a little nicer. I'm starting to feel sorry for y'all. I mean, I'm starting to contemplate rooting for the Cowboys so y'all can get something going. I mean, I'm not there, but I'm starting to fantasize. I'm starting to get to a point where I want to remember what it feels like when the Cowboys win. I'm talking about doing the playoffs. I'm not talking about regular season. I'm talking about doing the playoffs. I mean, we all know y'all will win your share of regular season games as long as Dak is healthy. You'll win your share of regular season games. The question is, what you going to do come playoff time? I'm starting to get to the point where I want to find out, you know, how this place would be. I just don't see it, you know, giving up over 400 yards like it's going out of style. Can't stop anybody. I don't see it, but I'm hopeful because Jerry Jones is my buddy. Michael Irvin is my brother. And I don't want to see, Michael Irvin, I know he sweats so damn much y'all don't see him crying. But he actually does cry a lot over the Cowboys because it really, really hurts him when they lose. I want better for my brother. And so I'm not going to spend the show going off and being negative with y'all. Y'all are here. Y'all have blessed me with y'all presence. I'm very, very grateful. I didn't expect this kind of crowd to stay here like this. I'm very thankful, you know. And no lie. If you quote me on this, if you tape it, I'm going to deny it. Plausible deniability is a word that I learned many, many years ago, you know. But y'all are arguably the greatest fans in the world. You really are. And I know that. I know that. So I'll give it to y'all. We got a lot of stuff to get into as the show progresses today. I'm going to get into some NFL stuff, what's going on. I'm going to paint a picture for the NFC to see what the Cowboys competition is, who you got to worry about, who you got to look at, who you got to think about, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to do it with my man, the playmaker himself. I'm definitely going to have DeMarcus Ware on the show. We're going to talk about that as well. We're also going to talk to the great Jerry Jones because that's my buddy. So I'm looking forward to it. Let me say this about this. I tease Jerry Jones all the time, but I'm going to say this publicly. You're damn right as a GM, he could do better. I've said it publicly. Ain't nobody backing up. And ain't nobody backing up. But when people try to use things as an opportunity to attack him personally, I've known the man for years. And I cannot count the amount of people whose lives he has touched, the people he has supported, and things that you all will never, ever, ever know that he has done in this community for people you have loved throughout this country. You have no idea what a good man he has been to so many people. That's why we have the relationship we have. We don't have the relationship we have because I'm trolling him about his damn Cowboys all the time. A matter of fact, he cusses me out half the time over that, okay? It's the truth. I don't care, and neither does he, because when it comes to real, real, real things, the man does a whole lot of good that he never talks about, that he never tells anybody about, that a lot of people don't know about. He didn't tell me about 90% of the things he's done. They told me, the people whose lives he's touched. And so that's what I want people to remember. That's why that's my guy. Even though I'm going to tease him and I'm going to troll him, I'm going to laugh when he loses. You understand? Because I can't stand y'all guys half the time. It's all in fun. Just having a good time, being a sports fan, and loving and hating on teams. That's what comes with sports. But I want y'all to know something. Just like y'all are here for me today, I'm going to always be here for y'all. We can go have fun, go off about football and all of that stuff. You understand? But whenever Dallas needs me, I love this city, and I will happily be here for all of y'all, just like y'all are here for me today. So I appreciate that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Up next, the 3-time Super Bowl champion, the Hall of Famer, the man affectionately known as the Playmaker, the one and only Michael Irvin comes in to join me for the rest of the show in a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.